Good evening, and what a real privilege and pleasure it is to be welcoming you all to this very special Travelling Folk. I'm Bruce McGregor, and tonight we are live and lively in Glasgow on Sauchie Hall Street CCA at the heart of the Celtic Connections Festival, and boy oh boy do we have some show for you tonight. And a great live audience! I'm Bruce McGregor, and I'll give you all the details of our wonderful guests after this man and his band blow your socks off. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a huge Travelling Folk welcome to the Scotwood Band!
We'll be right back. Scott Wood Band. Absolutely brilliant. What a way to get us underway on our first travelling folk show from Celtic Connections. Without doubt, the finest gathering of musicians and singers in the Celtic world, all drawn to Glasgow for this incredible festival. So who have we got in store for you tonight? Well, when it comes to singers from this land of ours, who can truly claim to be world class, there's no doubting that Karen Matheson is the one. And she'll be joining us with her band very shortly. Big hand for Karen Matheson. We'll also have that incredible flautist from the Northeast, Callum Stewart, and his band. And we have a real treat for you all. A truly genre-defying band will be wowing us all with their Celtic, Balkan, gypsy, punk-inspired sounds. Give it up for the John Langan Band. But we're here for the music. Please give a huge Celtic Connections travelling folk re-welcome to the Scott Wood Band.
Thank you. Thank you very much, thank you. Thank you, that was a tune there by our fiddle player Mary McKinnon here called Credo. Give it a round of applause. So we're going to crack on now with a set from our latest album Upsurge, and this is one called All the Eights.
Pops. Brilliant. Scott Wood Band. Scott's just going to get your breath back after that. Looks like hard work, Scott.
It's very hard work.
Now, the last time I saw your band, it was definitely only half the size of this. It was a three-piece in the Tyree Festival. You've really beefed it up here. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, it was basically myself, Ron and Mary had been for years kind of writing music that it felt like we needed more people involved. It felt like we were just missing drums and missing bass, and we were trying to cover it with other things, so we thought we might as well just get some more people along. It's more fun, so...
And was that the album that you did, Upsurge, was that all recorded with these guys as well, so it made it more sense to do it live as well?
Yeah, that was the reason we did it live as well. It was the five of us that did it, and then Davey Dunsmuir on electric guitar there, he came in and did a solo on the record, and now we loved him so much that he's joined the band, so, yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about the album. We've played quite a lot of it on Travelling Folk, but it's an interesting kind of tale of, you took it over to the States for a very specific reason, didn't you?
Yep, well, went over to America to get the album mixed from a man named Tyler Duncan, who is one of my musical idols and has been for years. And it was a kind of dream come true for me. Went over to his house and stayed in his basement for the week and mixed this record, and it kind of made it more special for me as well.
What kind of background is he from musically?
He's from a kind of dance electronic music primarily, but he's also an Irish musician, an amazing Ilan Piper, and a phenomenal whistle player. So that's how I kind of heard of him from there.
Right, because there's a definite, I mean, the sound you've got now, is it, I mean, it's not far off a pretty hefty hard rock band sometimes, isn't it?
Tried to be. I don't think the bagpipes will ever be rock, though.
And last night you had your first full gig with the whole band, so how did that all go?
Yeah, it was great. It was our first ever kind of headline Celtic Connection show. We sold out the Oranmore with a great band called Mick Lear as well, and we had an absolutely amazing night. It was brilliant. So
I believe one or two of you were a little bit sleepy this afternoon.
We were. We ended up playing the Festival Club at 3 a.m. last night, so a few Coca-Colas today.
Yeah, you're young enough to be able to deal with that. So what's the plan for the band? Have you got lots of festivals and tours lined up?
We do, yeah. We've got quite a lot of festivals throughout Scotland and Europe as well this summer. So we're just really looking forward to getting the music out there and also kind of starting a second record as well.
Yeah. And is that going to be with the full lineup? Or, I mean, because there is something about having the big sound, but also, I mean, you're a top quality piper. Do you long for those moments when you get a chance to just play solo as well?
I feel kind of strange playing on my own now that I've been playing with a band of that size for so long. So I love being in the comfort of having so many good friends and musicians around you. And it's great for my learning as well. But I think maybe one day we'll maybe pull it back. But right now, I'm young and I like that kind of music. So.
That's good. And have you got anything else lined up for Celtic Connections? Or is that you kind of now free to enjoy yourself?
This is our last thing, so we're going to plenty of gigs. There's amazing stuff on, so just looking forward to getting about the festival and seeing all the gigs. Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Great stuff. Well, the band are sounding absolutely fantastic. And I've got to say, I mean, you found some of the musicians there that probably aren't involved in the traditional music world at all. How did you come across these guys?
No, well, basically came across through a lot of kind of mutual friends in Glasgow, and these guys are primarily from a jazz background. Well, Ron and Mary, they're traditional guys, but Mark on drums, Angus on bass, they were from a jazz band called Fatsuit, and we managed to kind of get them into the band from there. They worked great together. And then Davey, everyone loves Davey. We managed to hear him play, and we thought, we have to get this guy to do a solo on the album. And then we got him along, and we all just became good pals, and that's it. Fairy tale ending.
Great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you'll all agree, just a fantastic band, and we're going to be hearing a lot more from the Scott Wood Band at the end of the programme. Please, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Wood! You're listening to BBC Radio Scotland's Travelling Folk with me, Bruce McGregor, where we're live at Celtic Connections in Glasgow CCA with an incredible array of talent for you and our live audience. Now, please welcome the First Lady of Gaelic Song, the totally beguiling Karen Matheson.
Thank you very much. O Kari, O Kari, O Kari, 빛을 아껴둔 근예예스 바란 예린 이시시키에 리친도 바레 무디에르스 리에스치카나이 스페틴가엔 꿈을 떠니
Thank you very much indeed. It's just lovely to be here tonight doing this, and I've got a couple of, well, three actually, not a couple, three fantastic musicians on stage. I forgot Donald managed to join us at the last minute there from his other day job. But that was a song, sort of a tale of maritime from the lovely Isle of Barra, where my family are from, and this next one, it was called Aveirlín Varach, and this next one is called The Aragon Mill. It's a song by the late Cy Cann, and it's really just talking about the demise of industry, in this case, the closing down of the cotton mills. So it's called The Aragon Mill. Thank you.
the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall, it says Aragon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of its stack since the mill has shut down. It's never coming back. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as she blows through the town. Weave and spin
so much. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Matheson. What a beautiful view of the song, Karen.
It's a great song.
Where did you get that from? Where did you learn it from?
I learned it from Cy Can, the sort of political activist, American singer-songwriter from back in the 60s. And actually, I learned it from singing of Planxty. They recorded it many years ago, and it was one of my favourite songs when I was a teenager. And I vowed, well, you know that thing where you think if something's your favourite song, there's no way you're ever going to sing it yourself, because there's no way you can ever think that you could reimagine it. But I just loved it and thought, I have to give this a bash. And so,
absolutely beautiful. Now, a little bird told me that you weren't actually feeling that well in your throat.
I was feeling
it. It doesn't sound like it. If that's what you sound like when you've got the cold.
That's very kind, thank you. Yeah, no, I don't quite know what you call it. Is it the CCL, the Celtic Connections Lurgy, which everybody I meet seems to have, but
it doesn't affect fiddle players.
Part and parcel of it. No, oh well.
Now, talking of Celtic Connections, you've got your own gig coming up towards the end of the festival. Yes. Tell us a bit about that.
The last Saturday. It's very exciting. I've got a cast of thousands. I've got the usual setup with Donald and Ewan, and I've got Matthew and Innes here, and I'm also bringing in the fantastic Sekou Keita and Shomik Data, who played on the album, the African Kora and the Indian Sarod. So a wee bit of jiggery-pokery there.
Excellent. Well, we're going to talk more about the album after we have... you're going to give us another couple of songs. What's this going to be?
Yes, what are we doing now? I think we're going to do a Burns song, seeing as it's coming close to Burns. We're going to do a slightly lesser-known one called Lassie with the Lint White Locks.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Matheson.
Much. I think we're going to finish up now with some mouth music, if any of you feel like dancing out there. Lots of space. This is a wee Strathspeyan reel, Ki Nion.
Varenje, varenje, laravor. Stelam banotiche dua, stelam banotiche dua, stelam banotiche dua, stelam pure dua. Stelam banotiche dua, banotiche dua, stelam banotiche dua, stelam pure dua. Nien raluoyu, raluoyu, nien raluoyu, spiur guana raio. Nien raluoyu. Una misunduno, giana conta rim cloch, una
Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Matheson. There's strange things going on in front of us here, Karen.
That's just what we need.
Somebody's moving a fridge from one side of the room to the other. I was just thinking, as I was watching your band there, it's incredible. I mean, Capercaillie have been at the forefront of Scottish music now for 30 years. Sorry for reminding you, but it's amazing now that, you know, you look at, you've got Innes and Matthew in that band.
It could be my children.
But it must make you feel really proud of what Capercaillie has been part of and the whole music scene in Scotland.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But, I mean, we're not responsible. It's nice to think we've played a small part. But, you know, a festival like this, even Celtic Connections, has been such a springboard for that, for all the, you know, the younger musicians and for that whole thing where you have a mix of traditions all blending together. You know, it's really, in the last 30 years, it's just taken off. So it's brilliant to be part of that, yeah.
I think what's amazing as well, though, is you speak to any traditional musician, you know, no matter if they're my age or Matthew's age or something, there's a Capercaillie album that has inspired them to play, which must be a lovely thing to...
Absolutely.
So the solo stuff that you're doing, though, does that take a different shape when you're putting it together? Because you don't have to consider the rest of the band? Do you just kind of go, I want to sing these songs?
Yes, I suppose. It's not a terribly conscious thing, but I suppose by its very nature, I mean, a lot of my solo stuff doesn't have drums, for example. It's maybe a bit more reflective, a bit more acoustic even, you know. So, but I try not to, you know, make rules about it. I try to just let it happen. A lot of the stuff on my last album was
was very much a journey I was on in researching family genealogy. So I suppose, you know, each album has a different theme, if you like. But I hopefully they complement each other, the work I do solo and the band work.
I'm interested as well with the guest artists you got on that album, because, I mean, it was an amazing group of people you got. I mean, from McFaul's Chamber Orchestra. Tell us who you got involved in, and how did it fit with Hebridean music? I mean, did you hear some of the songs and think, that's what I need?
Well, so I think the boundaries are just narrowing all the time musically, you know, and I suppose in the fact that we've travelled for 30 years across the world, meeting other musicians, you know, and listening to music from other cultures, you just realise there are no boundaries. You know, why should a 400-year-old Gaelic song not be with an African kora? There are so many similarities, you know, rhythmically and in the politics of the music and the songs themselves and the message that they're conveying. So, you know, it's as I say again, another thing that Celtic Connections is crashing down any musical, you know, fences that may be up, just smashing them down, and music's for everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember when the festival started, there was loads of people going, what's Celtic about that?
I know.
And now that it couldn't be further.
Exactly.
I don't hear that at all from anyone.
Somebody said there's only two types of music, good music and bad music, so I go with that.
So tell us a little bit more about the album as well. The guys, I mentioned McFaul's Chamber Orchestra, but tell us who else you got involved with it, because one of the tracks that was on the CD that went out with the one of the newspapers that goes out on a Sunday, which we obviously can't name, but a very, very good CD that came out, and you're listening to it, and it's just an amazing reflection of the festival. But your own track as well, when you're listening to it, you're thinking, what's that instrument? Where did that come from? And
it's shomik. Was it shomik data? So it's the Indian sarod. And shomik comes from a classical background of, you know, and he actually has been a guest at the festival a few times, and I'd heard him here first. And again, it's just one of these instruments that sort of speaks to you like a traditional kind of voice coming through you. And he uses it in that, he uses it in a lot of different contexts, but the way he played it with me, you know, he very much just came into the fold. I sang the song a cappella and he joined in, you know, and he was doing one of the up-tempo Push to Bail numbers and he was determined to play the tune. And I was saying, you actually don't need to play the tune. You could just play around it. No, I need to play the tune. So, I mean, it's just, it's brilliant. So a great marriage of styles.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I mean, as well as us, you know, kind of welcoming folk in to play at the festival, they are beginning to, you know, adopt, I suppose, a lot of what's happening in Scotland. I mean, you see so many Scottish musicians going to India these days and travelling over there. And, you know, it can only be better for our music, I suppose, isn't it?
Indeed, yeah.
So remind us again one more time of your gig at the end of the festival.
The last Saturday, yes, the 29th, I think. And I have, as I say, the lads that are here tonight. Also James Grant, the brilliant James Grant, and Maya Burnham-Roy, the cello player as well. So there's going to be a good mixture of what's on the current album, Urim, and some of the old stuff, some of James's songs. So a real blend.
Well, Karen, it's always a delight hearing you and chatting to you. Please, ladies and gentlemen, Karen Matheson. As I was saying there, it's absolutely brilliant that we're able to be part of this incredible festival and the BBC being at the very heart of it. And you can check out the dedicated website, which gives you all the details. If you just look up Celtic Connections 2016 on the BBC Music website, you'll find loads of information about the Edith Bowman at the Key Sessions, Ricky Ross's country-flavoured Celtic Connections. Then, of course, there's BBC Radio 2's Mark Radcliffe and our friends over at World on 3. It's just like kind of one big happy musical family. Really. and tonight you are listening to Travelling Folk with me, Bruce McGregor. And we're live with this exceptionally good looking and very intelligent looking audience, I have to say, aren't you? How are you all doing, guys? Well, we're live at the CCA in Glasgow and we're ready to welcome our next act. Please put your hands together for the virtuosic Mr. Callum Stewart and his band.
Thanks very much indeed. It's great to come down to Glasgow. I'll be here for Celtic Connections. Enjoy the snow, finally. It's great to be here with these guys as well. On my left is Higi Bogo. Please give him a warm welcome. And on my right-hand side is one of Britain's best bass players, double bass players. It's Mr. Jan Lobozic. I suppose it's been quite a delicate subject recently. It's the subject of hunting. Are there any hunters in the audience tonight? A couple of you? No. Maybe there's a few hunters listening at home. But Jan is a hunter, believe it or not. He's an expert hunter. And some hunters, I suppose, would like to hunt rabbits or hares, or some hunters like to, you know, to go grouse shooting or to go stalking. But Jan is an expert mushroom hunter. And I remember, was it last summer or maybe the summer before, we were playing up in Spayfest, which is my local festival up in Murrayshire. And we had a couple of hours before our concert, and so we went for a wee walk. And Jan found mushroom heaven. It was a full moon, and that seems to kind of help the mushroom growth. And he found loads and loads of mushrooms, about a kilogram of them. So we took them back to my mother. I have to say, it's not the type of mushrooms that give you crazy dreams. It's the type of mushrooms you can rest assured. So we took them back to my mother. We had a great mushroom omelette before the gig. So, mushroom hunter. And the reason for this long-winded story is because all of the music that we're playing tonight is from our last album called Hunter's Moon. And we'll carry on with a set of three jigs, traditional jigs. One's from Ireland, the banks of Lough Gowna. The Mouse in the Mug, and then back on home turf with Drummond Castle.
John Stewart. Callum, great to hear old Scottish tunes like that. Drummond Castle just played on the Irish pipes, which, I mean, none of this makes sense. You're playing with guys from Brittany, you're from the Northeast, you're playing Irish pipes. What happened?
I don't know, really. For the pipes, anyway, they're definitely my first musical memory. I can remember hearing the pipes when I was very small. Both the Highland and Uilleann pipes, but especially the Uilleann pipes. My father travelled a lot, and he would often bring back records like the Chieftains and things when he was working in Ireland. So I remember hearing that at an early age, and fell in love with the sound. So.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you played last night. Have you got much more on at the festival?
No, this is our last spot. We were at last night at the concert in St Andrews in the Square. So that was a lovely gig, lovely venue. Nice kind of ambient sound there, so, yeah. And it was good.
It's a real powerful sound you have, just with the three of you, but I suppose some of the best bands in the world have been three pieces, haven't they?
I suppose so, yeah. There's Cream, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Shand, I know.
Well, we're going to chat a lot more, actually, after you've played this set, but it's sounding absolutely great. Ladies and gentlemen, Callum Stewart.
Oh, thanks very much indeed. We'll do one more set before we hand you over to the rest of the evening. This is another track from Hunter's Moon, our last album. And this one's called The Corrie Brechin. It's a quite a long set of tunes, and there's quite a few traditional tunes and a couple of compositions as well from us. And it tells the story of a very memorable, adventurous journey taken over the Corrie Brechin a few years ago. Do keep in touch with us. We're online on Facebook and things. We've got some very exciting news to share quite soon, so do stay in touch. But for now, we'll leave you with the Corrie Brechin. So come and take a wee trip with us over the Corrie Brechin. Cheers.
Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. And the guys here, absolutely phenomenal. Callum, if you can get yourself untied from that beast of a machine you're operating there. What a night we're having here. This, in all the years I've done these Celtic Connections programmes, I think this is turning out to be my favourite. This is absolutely amazing with the music we're hearing here tonight. Watching you playing that instrument is something else as well. I mean, I've read lots of people say that, you know, when you're playing it, it's like a beast. It's a difficult thing to control. It's a difficult instrument to play as well, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there's many different anecdotes concerning the Leyland pipes. The one I like best is... I have to be careful who I say this to, but, well, national radio, what can go wrong? there's three drones and three regulators and a chanter, so there's seven reeds inside the instrument, and I've often heard people saying that it's like having seven wives, trying to keep them all together at the same time. But basically my job is to keep the reeds all speaking and being friendly to each other.
Yeah, so it's incredible. It's an amazing thing to watch. And also, you're quite physically animated when you're playing as well. There's certain notes you can see, your head's going, you're moving about in your body, you're totally at one with the instrument. When did you actually start playing it? Because, as I said, you know, it's not an instrument from the Northeast at all.
No, it's not. I mean, from sort of Speyside and Murrayshire, it's very much a fiddle country, really. You know, many thanks to a few teachers, mainly James Alexander. But my sister was a fiddler, still is a fiddler, a teacher as well. So the Highland piping aspect of the tradition never really had much of an impact on me until I left Murrayshire, really. But as I said, I heard the pipes when I was very, very young. But I learned the whistle when I was too small to play anything else, when my hands couldn't fit on the chanter and things like that. And I started to play the pipes maybe sort of early teens, mid-teens.
And we were talking about, you know, the fact that you've...
Very, very young. But I learned...
...moved to Brittany, and we were talking backstage there, and, you know, trying to get the comparisons between Brittany and the northeast of Scotland, and, you know, musically, culturally, and what are they? I mean, what are the similarities and the differences?
Well, there's one similarity, I think, is the tradition. You know, both places share the fact that they have folk dances and folk music. You know, they might be very different. You know, in Brittany, there's very different dances. They don't do the Willow and Strathspeys and things like that. But, you know, they serve the same purpose. They have their own folk instruments. They have Binu and Bombard, which is kind of an evil little oboe and a shrill little bagpipe, which is great.
It's quite the most terrifying instrument I've ever heard.
It is, yeah. I think, it's very terrifying. but yeah, it's the same thing, you know. They have fiznos, which is like a ceilidh, so they all get together and dance to the music and share stories. It's very much the same in that respect, although the actual dances and the actual music is very different, you know.
And I suppose in one sense, you know, the northeast of Scotland's got Doric in its language, and Breton is slightly different from the rest of France, isn't it, with the language as well?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, you've got different strands. Won't make this into a kind of a linguistic lesson, but you've got different strands of Celtic languages, and Breton, the language in Brittany, shares much in common with Welsh and Cornish as well, yeah. Whereas as Irish Gaelic and Scots Gaelic and Manx would be another family. But in Brittany, they have Breton. They also have... Hickey's gone, he might be able to help me, but there's a kind of a Scots equivalent, you know, has its, you know, Scots has shares roots with English, and there's a kind of a language which shares roots with French, but it's very different as well. So even in Brittany you can kind of subdivide it again. Yeah, so it's very interesting. Yeah.
And the music, I mean, when you're not over here playing, I mean, where are you touring around Europe?
Yeah, we mainly stick to Europe, partly because the fourth member of the band, i.e. the double bass, doesn't particularly like to travel by aeroplane.
No.
So we generally stick to Europe, which suits me fine, because the food is good, the wine is good, and people are really nice, so that suits us fine. We generally play in sort of Western Europe, you know, sort of Scotland, England, Ireland, France, and all over. So.
And plans to record a new album?
Yes, yeah, we'll be. We've got, like I was saying before, we've got good news to share very, very soon. I'll have to wait until the end of Celtic Connections, though.
Oh, come on, you make it exclusive on Travelling Folk.
I can't. But yeah, do stay in touch with us online, Facebook. We've got good news to share very, very soon, so it's going to be an exciting year next year. So.
Great. Well, it's been a real privilege listening to you guys tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Callum Stewart. Now, if you are listening at home and you're wondering what this, well, you can obviously kind of put a mental picture together, but if you're wondering what it really looks like, you can go onto our website and you'll be able to see pictures and video footage of tonight as well. So that's well worth having a look at. Just go onto the Travelling Folk page of the BBC Radio Scotland website, and also you'll find it on our Facebook page. Now, I've heard a lot of folk talking about this next band. I've seen videos and I've heard clips, but this is actually the first time I've ever got the chance to hear them live. And from what I'm told, their live shows are absolutely electric. Please welcome the John Langan Band.
Oh, Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Okay, folks, we'll get one more song for you. We're only doing three songs because all the songs are very long. This one's called The Winter Song. I wrote this song for my wife. Before she was my wife, I enticed her to move from the south of England up to live with me in Glasgow in a drafty, cold house. She wasn't very happy about that, but I wrote her this song to kind of try and make her feel a little bit better about things.
Where is she now, John?
She's in the south of Portugal. She stayed in Glasgow for a year. I reckon it was the song that did it.
True love, don't weep for frost and rain, for we'll build a fire of coal and wood, tell tales of summer days. Roll on, winter, rolling upon the breeze, rolling upon the howling. Take the leaves from off the trees. Roll on, winter. danced among the hedge greens on the dawn of every day. As I came back there, soon my love will go back into play. But here's the time to sleep, my love, and dream of summer day. The flowers bloom again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the John Langan Band! What a performance. Absolutely epic, I think, is the only word to describe that. Now, John, if you can... if I can just describe to the ladies and gentlemen at home that you have a...
Tambourute.
Explain what this is.
It's a tambourine tied to the bottom of my boot.
Yes. And to make it even more effectual, you've actually taken the other boot off, so you actually are about an inch and a half short on one leg.
That's right, yeah. It's rather awkward getting around. I'm not very good at sneaking.
It's an incredible... No, I'd imagine not. It's an incredible sound the three of you managed to generate. Now, you've been together for quite some time.
About 8 years now. Yeah.
And you won one of the Danny Awards, I think, 2008?
That's right, yeah.
And from then, though, you've just gone your own way, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we've went off in all sorts of different directions and... Yeah.
The music...
Sorry, I'm still catching my breath.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You take a deep breath. But the music that you're playing as well, I mean, it's just got so many influences from all over the world that you're hearing there. But as far as I can tell, the three of you are from Scotland.
That's
you know,
right.
So where do these influences come from?
They come from all over. A lot of them from people we've met and people we've played with in the past who have travelled and picked things up here and there. And I've travelled quite a little bit myself as well. Lived in Spain for 4 years, so picked up quite a lot of different things there, and met so many people from all over the world. So I've been, for the years I've been listening to a lot of different music, and I always strive to kind of try and get a hold of the kind of rootsy folk music from where people are from, you know, and take influence.
I love that about the music that you're playing and the whole attitude of the band as well, because, I mean, there's kind of almost an identity of how you do a band these days. You know, you get together, you've all been done a course or something like that, and then you go off and make an album and this. You've done that very differently.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. So it all came together very organically, I guess. And I had no kind of major plan when it all came together. It just kind of fell together, and we went with what we were feeling at the time and just kind of let that grow, I guess.
Now, you live in Portugal.
Sort of. I've just driven down to Portugal in my house truck. I was there for what, 4 days, and I've flown back over for this, and I've left my truck and my family in Portugal. After the Celtic gig on the 28th, I'm flying back down to Portugal.
And where are you playing on the 28th?
We're playing in the Old Fruit Market, which is incredibly exciting.
It's an amazing venue, isn't it?
It's epic. It's a dream for me to play there. Yeah. To be honest, it's going to be a lot of fun.
What I'm really interested in is your plans for next year, and or it could be this year. I think you're going out on the tour, but you're going around the Highlands and Islands by boat.
Yeah, that plan's starting to come together. Yeah, we're going to take a sailing boat and bob around from island to island,
and play gigs and hopefully get inspiration.
Yeah, hopefully get some inspiration, and we're looking to have the whole trip documented as well. So have a cameraman with us. Just kind of keeping tabs on what's going on, and hopefully we'll be writing some songs and just general shenanigans, and we'll make a little film out of it.
Brilliant. I take it you haven't seen the Callum Kennedy documentary around the Highlands and Islands, no?
I haven't, no.
No, maybe don't watch that then. I think that'd be well worth the avoiding. John, it's absolutely brilliant. And you're going to be playing in festivals around the country this summer as well?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, great. So thank you very, very much for joining us. A privilege for us all here, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the John Langan Band and John Langan. Now, if we all are very quiet for a second or two, we can hear John walk off stage. There he goes, yeah. Now, that's definitely a radio joke rather than a TV one. Ladies and gentlemen, we're rapidly running out of time. I am going to hand you over to the wonderful Scott Wood Band. Thank you. very close to the end of the programme, and I'm sure you'll all agree it's just been just an amazing night tonight. Absolutely phenomenal. Can you please put your hands together for Karen Matheson and the guys? Callum Stewart and his band. The John Langan band. All the technical crew are involved in putting this programme together. Thank you very, very much. And give yourselves a huge round of applause as well, guys, for being such a great audience. Well done to you. I'm going to leave you with Scott Wood.
Thank you very much for being the Scott Wood Band. This is the one called Barber Avenue.
To 95 FM. 810 Medium Wave and on digital radio. BBC Radio Scotland.